Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everybody to the Sloppy Joes podcast, and happy Friday!
Yes, very good.
What do you do on a Friday to get you ready for the weekend?
The week has ended and Dommy's gonna get some time off.
Yeah, so essentially, not introduce you, it's me, Joe. Joe Smith's still away in Thailand / Vietnam. Dom's here, everybody.
Hello, good evening.
And so's Ethan J.
Oh yes, hello.
Quite an upbeat start to the show today.
Yeah, I thought I'd mix it up. I thought I'd give it some gusto.
Yes, because 5 minutes into the last episode, you talked about hanging yourself.
Yes.
Which wouldn't... We'll forget that till Monday, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Friday. The rope's back in the cupboard.
What would you like to do on your weekend? What's your ideal weekend, Dom?
I'd like to go hiking and I'd like to make love to a beautiful person.
On the hike?
Why not? Another bit in Shawshank Redemption where he says, best day of my life was making love to a beautiful woman. And when you die, do you think you go to heaven and you just relive that for the rest of eternity? And he goes, I think so, yeah.
Oh, so if you had to relive the happiest day of your life so far, what would it be?
Winning in the casino.
Oh, which one?
In the Hippodrome in London.
Oh, how much?
£10,000.
No!
Yeah, I have these weird kind of paralytic kind of things where I just bet a lot on a big number and it comes in.
Fucking hell.
And I don't remember doing it.
But you remember waking up with £10,000?
Well, I wasn't allowed home with the money because I didn't have ID. But then they let me go home. No, I was allowed home with the money, but it was in cash. So I was just walking around London at like 5 o'clock in the morning with £10,000 of cash in my bag. If it was, would have been accosted, it would have been a cost.
You just want to hit the jackpot. Yeah, because God. Ethan, what's the best day of your life so far?
That's a really good question that I probably should have been thinking about when you first asked.
Oh, yeah, because thought, maybe if you might ask me.
Yes. Well, ooh, that's a really good question.
You said it again. Do you think it's a good question?
Groundhog Day. I think that is a good question.
I think maybe 13th birthday, maybe 12th, 11th, or 10th, or 9th, like that area.
No. I'm allowing you one year down. I think all the way till 9.
I think 13 makes sense. So I went in the same day.
Makes sense anymore.
in the same day, I went to both the Doctor Who exhibition in Birmingham and the Gadget Show.
That does sound pretty good, actually.
Oh yes, and at the Gadget Show we met again. I might have told the story too many fucking episodes.
I know the Doctor Who one. I don't think I know the Gadget Show.
Well,
what?
I think we have talked about this, but I'll bring it up once more. We met a man who was a contestant in The Apprentice who flogged us this device, which you, by the power of concentration, affect the video game in front of you. So the more you concentrate, the more you focus, the more you're rewarded by this guy walking quicker or jumping and or whatever and doing what your brain is powering him to do. So that was quite mad. A lot going on that day. A lot of overstimulation. Brilliant.
Yeah, it just sounds good. I mean, Ethan's favourite show as a kid was Doctor Who. What was yours?
Dragon Ball Z.
Did you love it, yeah?
I did, but it was a time when you couldn't watch it online or anything, so you had to watch it on Monday at a certain time. If you miss it, you're fucked.
I know, I fucking hate that. Do you remember, I was really into Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Do you like Power Rangers?
Yeah, they had good monsters on it.
And they would start a series, essentially. They had great monsters. They'd start a series in September so that you'd... Because there's always the one big bad guy, one that they're always trying to get to.
Yeah, you missed that episode.
So a series would start in September and obviously it would go through the school years. It was all building up to, like, this is how I remember it, and it might be wrong, fighting the big guy or the biggest guy at the end. And sometimes you'd miss it. So your whole... And there was no way of...
No, none. You'd have to really hope for a rerun at some point.
Yeah.
But you could miss that. Because you'd be outside playing. Well, imagine that these days.
Would it be weird to go back and watch Power Rangers?
I've watched, in my 20s, I watched the full thing of Yu-Gi-Oh! Online.
Was it good?
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Do it. watch all the childhood programs, because the cartoons from our childhood were sensational. Dexter's Lab, Ed, Ed and Eddie
was cracking.
Nickelodeon shows were fantastic. Do you remember Toon Army?
Yeah.
Batman of the Future.
Bit of a controversy about Nickelodeon now, isn't there, though?
Oh, with all the paedophiles. That was like my school, though.
What?
Well, everyone in my school, oh, I probably can't name it, actually.
Don't name him, but...
No, all the teachers, a lot of teachers were nonces.
And when did that come out?
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was one guy that used to have someone come up to his house in during term time in the summer and put on a fan so her skirt would like blow in the wind. I suppose that's less of an invasive, but it's probably still haunting for the child.
I guess you were safe, Tom.
Yeah, no, I was actually quite sad because no teacher actually fancied me.
How sad?
How sad?
Yeah, how sad were you?
Quite.
Yeah, but no. It did ruin your day.
No, I suppose there could have been a worse, I'm sure you got over worse it. Option in that situation.
Right, so it's Friday. We've all got the Friday feeling.
We have.
What technically, I know that was your dream this weekend to go on a hike and make love to a woman. What is your standard weekend?
In bed on the computer.
What do you do?
I'm one of those people that's terminally online. Have you heard that?
Terminally?
Yeah, like 16, 17 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And what would you do for all that time?
Just numb my mind with... Have you heard of lol cows?
Lol cows, like lol.
Yeah, it's like this kind of internet phenomenon of a personality where they're so interesting or degenerate that people hate watch them, and it's fantastic, and it's just they've got these everything about them is documented online, and they go through sagas and evictions and people come into their lives. It's just wonderful. It's endless entertainment. It's like Jerry Springer but in their home.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you like this?
I do. I think I get a lot of schadenfreude from it.
Just not an urban dictionary is a loco is an individual typically one who uploads pictures of himself to an internet site who is overweight and only contributes to the amusement of others.
Absolutely. A passion of mine. Yeah.
Who do you live with?
I'm going to undisclose that.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But I don't genuinely come out of my room. I just go downstairs for food.
So the communication with the others is minimal?
Yeah.
Do they ever say anything to you?
No. I keep myself to myself.
Would you like them to say more stuff to you?
Well, they say stuff to me. I'm not like in the attic and they feed me fish heads every now and again.
Yeah.
But I come down, I cook, you know, I go outside sometimes.
Would you cook for others?
I love cooking.
Really?
Do you know how the pleasure of cooking a risotto? Have you cooked a risotto?
Yeah, the slow.
It's just like... So tender, isn't it? So tenderly done.
You've got to slowly build up the liquid inside the pot, don't you?
Yeah.
To absorb the stock.
Yeah, and the starch comes out and it becomes creamy, and then you put parmesan in it and other edibles.
Sounds delicious. In fact, I'm getting hungry right now.
Yeah.
Ethan, I was going to say your ideal weekend, but I think I know it's Newcastle, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. I'm working one of the days, Joe. So it's not always as fun as you think.
Between you two, I feel fucking drunk. This is... Come on, guys.
Joe's usually here and he's full of pep, isn't he?
Oh, Joe could... His house would be on fire, but he'd still think... Ah, it's not
bad. I'm a positive guy, kind of.
How did you and Joe meet?
We worked at a coffee shop together.
Nice.
And I was always wanting to be... his big friend.
What?
But he's very uncommunicative on texts, which I was upset for years, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't get over it.
What do you mean?
Because I don't do anything during my day. So obviously my phone's right there and I'm texting people.
You do reply quick.
I reply exceptionally quick. Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because I'm terminally online.
Oh, yeah.
My phone's always here. There are screens in one eye and a screen in the other eye, and I constantly need that validation. Comment something nice, please. And, yeah. What was I saying?
No, you were talking about how you and Joe Smith met.
Oh, yeah. And then I didn't talk to him for a while because he kept doing this thing at work where he'd scream in my face.
Why? Is he your boss?
No. He was supervisor, maybe.
And he'd tell you off, or was this...
No, no, you're not screaming in my face, like normal telling me off. He'd go like this.
Never. As to sort of wind you up.
Yeah, it worked as well.
Yeah, you fell out for years.
Yeah, well, maybe a year.
Maybe.
But he's so lovable, I always come back.
Oh, he's nice, isn't he?
Yeah, he is
lovely. Do you want to read out some nice comments about you?
No, that's very masturbatory, isn't it?
Ethan, you've seen people are really nice to Dom in the comments.
Oh, well, yeah, well, it used to be all about me.
Yeah, well, you've had your time.
I have had my time.
We are 159 episodes in. This is 160.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Like, with Drew and you, like, with Drew Smith in particular, like, he is bloody good at being quick and tying things together and keeping things going, but people just, do you know, like, for example, I'm going to pull out a really random example, like Casemiro. If Casemiro is playing well for Manchester United,
yeah,
you don't notice him so much. Mm. But it's like with Drew, because he pulls the strings without even, like, people standing back and going, he's pulled those strings quite well.
It's one of those sentences, isn't it? When someone's doing something so well, you don't know they're doing anything at all.
Yeah, that's true.
He is very quick wit. Unbelievably quick wit.
He is. He's unbelievable. The comments are about you, though. Dom is incredibly talented, says @JXTXM. Do you know them?
I don't. Do I know them?
Yeah.
No, I don't know them.
This one from Thomas Dickinson. This episode was so much better than the Easter Bunny episode. Dom is a great stand-in. Don't know what he means by the Easter Bunny episode. Another one. Does Dom ever do stand-up comedy?
You know what? I might start.
Really?
Yeah.
This is good. We can help with your career.
I've thought about it in the past.
Who's this tissue, by the way?
You threw it, Joe. If people fast forward at the very beginning, the first wide frame I had, it came out of your sleeve.
Did it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I'll keep that. So talk about stand-up. You do stand-up. That'd be good.
I've always just been shit scared of doing it. You can imagine walking on stage, can't you? Me just start going, good evening, everyone. And everyone's going, well, fuck, get off.
No. You're supposed to tell a joke.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be telling jokes. I'd just be talking.
Well, would it be funny talking?
But I don't know, because do people want me to be peppy or do people want me to be miserable?
Miserable, but it's got to have a bit of humour to it. So, like, how could you turn around your depression into a funny way? Have you thought about that?
Well, I kind of think depression is funny anyway.
Go on. You got to keep...
Please, because you have such low standards that you don't care chucking piss out of windows or, you know, shitting yourself in public.
That story's in the future, by the way.
Oh, right, yeah. You've talked about shitting yourself out.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you shit yourself?
Double figures.
Double figures?
Yeah.
I thought I was bad.
Why? When was the last time you did it?
Last time I shit myself? Probably 3 days ago.
Nice. Where?
In bed.
No, you're
so, kind of so drunk that you kind of fart and...
You don't. No.
Well, but that's funny, isn't it?
No.
That's
funny. That was funny.
That'd bring the house down in the comedy club.
Yeah, you just ask people when's the last time they shit themselves and you make sure that they knew that you were... So, can I ask, have you done it in public recently?
Not recently, no.
When was the last time you might have, you know...
When I was in Nottingham 10 years ago.
What happened then?
I was at the bar in the theatre learning my lines, but I had espresso and beers all day long.
So he would go one espresso, one beer.
And it was a lovely day. I was on my own at the bar. Actually, a film star's come out of there because I used to speak to him. He was a waiter and we used to play table tennis.
Who?
He's called Tom Blyce. He's in, what's that cuckoo film thing franchise?
Oh, what, the one with the American fella?
The blonde hair guy.
I've seen him.
Oh, I've seen
The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
He's the
star of the new one. Yeah.
Nice.
I used to go to Korean with him and everything. And I showed him that part in Dangerous Liaisons where Michelle Pfeiffer's got her boobs out. Is it Michelle Pfeiffer? No, Uma Thurman.
All right, great.
We shared that moment.
And he was the one serving you espressos and beers?
Yeah. And then a party came in and I go for a press night or something. And I lost control. And I had to go to the... And there's that point where you do it and you kind of go, can I actually get any lower? And there's a sort of a release of acceptance by going, I'm human, you know? It was awful, though.
Do you know what I'd do? Sorry, Dom. It might help you. What I don't have these hygiene issues that you have, but whenever I was in trouble and I just couldn't bear it, I used to sit there and just think, "This, I am not me. I am just witnessing me, but I do not witness these. This is not my fault."
It's a hard listen today, isn't it? Too fucking racist. Ethan just sat in a corner going, "I am not me." You're just shitting yourself. Were you sat still whilst you shit?
I was on a stool.
Oh god.
I was on a bar stool.
Stool.
Look, I'm not telling this like I'm proud of it. It was a fundamental moment of my
Where did it go?
Well, I had to go to the toilet downstairs. And then wipe everywhere. You have to understand, it's not one of those solid things, is it? It's a combination of liquids.
All right, yeah, it's Friday morning.
Well, Friday, yeah, I keep forgetting.
People are having the breakfast.
Yeah.
Suppose I did ask you. That was my fault. I did ask you.
You're encouraging this behaviour.
Apologies about that. Have we got any stories that anyone wants to bring forward to the table? Because I've got, let me find out, one.
Go on.
It's okay. I've not got one yet. Sorry. I knew I had something to talk about. We've got an anonymous emailer.
Emailer? What's a memailer?
Emailer. Yep. Agony Bants. So, this anonymous person has emailed three times.
Is this genuine, by the way?
Yeah. This is genuine. The first time, if you recall, was when he... Well, he thought, and it's now been confirmed, that his mate went for a quick wank in the woods. Even though they were all out together going to the pub, he snuck off and just pulled the head off it.
What?
Yep.
How old are these people?
Why? After the first email from this guy who said his mate had a wank in the woods, he then said that he has been sacked from his job, and he believes one of his co-workers has got him sacked. So, anonymous lad says, "Lad, I'm a third time writer and they've caught me." Oh, that was it. Last email, he says, "I admitted I messed up a whole company's inventory system, which I do now regret. My co-worker wasn't even that bad." So he basically got his co-worker sacked because he got the sack by messing up a whole inventory. It was in the heat of the moment kind of thing. Anyway, I've had a trial and they're sending me to prison for a year. Just wanted any tips on how I can survive prison. I'm thinking I should go in with confidence and really give it a good go. Anyways, I'll keep you all updated. Keep up the good work, lads. Wish me luck. Prison. How do we survive it?
I'm in there going, I don't want to fight. You can do whatever you want to me. Just don't hurt me. I'll be the bitch.
I think you'd be quite good in prison.
I'd be a bitch immediately.
Would you not? What would you not use your acting skills to sort of let them know who's boss?
No, I can't fight.
Yeah, but you can act.
And I can't fight. I can't. You can't act in a fight, though.
No. But you might not even have to get to the fighting point because you can act so well.
You could. You could work on your choreography.
Dancing.
Well, like fighting scenes and that.
How scary could you be?
Let me try. Oh, people can't see, can they?
Tony.
So I've just walked in.
Yeah.
I've walked into the mess hall, I call it.
Play the role of an angry prisoner. Ethan's in the same cell as you. You've just walked in.
Give me that spaghetti. I'm going to fuck you up. Good?
Oh, I'd give him the spaghetti.
Yeah, I've got to get a cast now for this, haven't I?
Fair play. Ethan's got spaghetti.
Well, I presume that's what they eat in prison. Buttered noodles, as they call them. I'm imagining this to be like a top-notch American prison, by the way, not just like Salford Royal or whatever it's called.
Any tips, Ethan, on surviving prison?
Oh, yes. Well, I just would keep your head down, son. I wouldn't mess around with the big boys. I wouldn't crack any jokes. I wouldn't be silly. I just... Although, how long is he in there for?
A year.
Oh, well...
If he's good, I bet 6 months in it, that's what they say, isn't it?
I'd get bored. I'd I think I have a bit of attention seeking about me. I think try and be the fun one, the funny one, do you know what I mean? But it could go really wrong. They could hit you. Next thing you know, your face is smashed. And I could see that happening to me.
Yeah, I probably could see you, you know, finding life difficult in prison, Ethan.
Mm. I think just be the bitch. I think that's the easiest road to go.
And would you go all the way?
Does that mean I don't have to be in fights?
Yeah.
What do you mean go all the way?
You know.
Yes.
Wow. Ethan?
What do I get in return for?
Safety.
And no safety if I don't. So if I don't do this act, which we're not saying, what's happening to me?
Like, you're gonna get your head kicked in.
So which do I prefer? I'd probably prefer to get my head kicked in.
Would you?
I think so. But it's not all out confidence.
Oh, how about you?
I don't know. Anyway, should we move on? I mean, you just think about England, don't you? And go for it.
England?
Things like England.
Yeah, that's what they say. Think of England.
Think of your country.
Think of your country.
That made me feel worse.
All the potholes and misery.
Yeah, the overcast
sky. Right, should we move on to... And we don't have a jingle for this, but we're moving on to the 1 out of 10 club.
Why don't we have a jingle for... It's a very normal feature that we do all the time.
We're very good with jingles.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll make a jingle for next week, but you listen to the 9 out of 10 club jingle, then can you just vibe like 15 seconds of chat?
No,
wait, hear this one. It's 9 out of 10.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10.
Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
I will make a 1 out of 10 club jingle.
Yeah.
With the content that you're going to give me. Let me set a 30-second timer. Just riff, I guess. And we'll see what we've got. So let me set this. So I'll tell you what, 20 seconds, because 30 seconds is quite long. And your time starts now.
That tastes like shit. I'm not getting that again. What do you mean it's only one fry? I was promised three. That's very expensive. Don't take me there again, please. This is cold and horrible.
Say 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, that was good, that. Ethan, did you want to add anything?
Oh, no, the time's up.
Time's up. Right, the 1 out of 10 club is when we try and add something to the list of... Well, rubbish foods, drinks in our life, meals in our life. And you had a suggestion, which I don't think we could really bring in because it's quite messy and it'll be expensive if we got one each and it's weird to share. But I want you to talk to me about it.
Ramen.
Oh, God. You're off your head.
Oh. Everyone seems to love it, but I fucking hate ramen.
Why?
How much liquid do you want to have in one sitting? It's like this. The bowl's huge.
I know, but it's nice, though.
If you had the ramen without the liquid, I'd be noodles. I'd enjoy noodles with an egg.
So you like noodles. Say you ordered a soup.
Right.
And the soup was the gorgeous tonkotsu soup.
Fine. But in a normal bowl.
But for some reason, together...
It's a fucking fuss. I don't want to fuss when I'm going out eating. It's like why I don't eat prawns. You know when you order prawns on a menu and they're fully shelled?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the most annoying fucking thing ever?
That is pretty annoying.
I just want to get in. It goes cold. Why would you want to drink? It's over a litre of liquid, you know, in a ramen bowl.
It's not a litre of liquid.
Have you been to the one round the corner? Delicious. I'm sure.
No. We can't. You can't put someone to the 1 out of 10 club, which you can also call delicious.
The taste of it, lovely.
I don't know quite you've got the idea of the 1 out of 10.
No, I find it so frustrating and annoying and disappointing.
What if
that's 1 out of 10?
So you think they should offer like a starter version?
Absolutely. In fact, if it was in a smaller bowl, more noodles, less broth, and a big spoon where I can somehow have technique of getting the noodles in with the scoop of the broth. 9 out of 10. But 1 out of 10.
I mean, ramen, Ethan. I mean, well, we've never had something described as delicious at the same time being put forward to this group.
Well, I must say, Drew, and you might be fascinated by this. I had my first ever ramen this weekend.
No, this weekend?
I did.
This is crazy.
And I must say, I found myself in the Chinatown of Manchester. But, yeah, I ate at a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, lovely. So which one, do you remember?
Oh, I should. It's next door to the one you love, Happy Seasons.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. So it's like has it got the sushi?
Yes, sushi conveyor belt. Ah, yes, and things like wasabi in it, yes.
Is that the one that used to be in Printworks?
Yeah, they've got two. Oh, the one in Printworks is short.
Is it called wasabi?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought I just replied with, yes, it included wasabi. Yes, no, all right, cool. It's called wasabi. Well, so I wandered in there, and then I couldn't believe it that these conveyor belts going around, I've never seen anything like it before. So the asked us to come round, and they put us at the very far back bit of the conveyor belt, you see, right in the corner where it squeezes right down, you see, and there I found myself where I decided to order the ramen. I got the
pork one.
Well, I was going to do that, but I found out that the broth is already made from pork, so I decided to whack some beef brisket in there. Cause,
oh, fucking hell. I can tell already, I know this place. If Ethan doesn't say it's bloody delicious, I'll be stunned.
Well, I decided to get the beef chow, because for Manisha's background is Indian, and she doesn't eat cow, so I thought she can fuck off and eat her own thing, and she can't touch mine if I've got...
That's so tight.
Very respectful.
Knowing that your partner can't eat the thing that you've gone for, you tight fucker.
Oh, yes. So for a measly £14, you got three bowls of sushi from the conveyor belt.
This is a lunchtime deal. It's unbelievable.
And then I got the big ramen. And the ramen, I must say, what surprised me about the ramen was the... It's known for this, isn't it? The egg.
Oh, the soy egg.
The nice egg.
It's very good. Oh, is it nice, is it?
What? How is that egg made? How is it cooked?
They boil it.
Boil it, and then I think they just literally drop it in soy sauce until it's needed.
Marinate. Marinate.
So
yeah.
You boil the egg, you take the shell off it, and then you literally keep it in the soy, in a big thing of soy sauce.
Yeah.
Until it sort of like is ready to be eaten.
Was it gooey, this egg?
Yes. What I decided to do, I thought, you can't just eat the egg straight off the bat. So I just mashed it all around and just got right in there and in the broth, got it all spread about. And I must say, I sat there and I said out aloud, "What a great meal I've had!" Because it was generally it was a 9 out of 10 meal, I thought.
So this
brings me to a difficult dilemma, because this is the 1 out of 10 club. Would I put something that's 9 out of 10 in the 1 out of 10? I don't think I would.
You're putting the experience in the 9 out of 10, though, not the ramen itself. Was there too much liquid in the ramen?
There was a wee bit left at the bottom, but it was tasty. And the noodles were soft.
I can't believe I'm complaining about the volume of food, actually.
I know, that's what I found weird.
But volume of liquid,
trying to convince me that less is more, and I'm such a more is more kind of guy.
But more liquid, I suppose. I don't know why.
Someone likes a drink. I thought you would be on board.
I would love, you know what, I'd love to love ramen. I'm sad. It's like I'd love to love whiskey. I hate whiskey as well.
You just love to love.
I'd love to love.
Ladies, comments.
Love to love. Yeah.
Right, this has been a lovely Friday. Enjoy your ramen if you're having some on the weekend. Dom, we'll see you Tuesday, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, good. I'm away Monday.
What are you doing on Monday?
I've got an audition.
What for?
Shakespeare in Stafford.
Isn't that where he's from?
Stratford.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait.
Shakespeare's from Stratford, upon Avon.
Yeah, and you're going to...
Stafford.
Oh, Man, they're so close together, like name-wise.
Yeah.
Was anyone famous from Stafford?
I have no idea. Me, hopefully.
Yes. Ethan, have a lovely weekend, mate.
Oh, yes. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Ta-ra.
Bye for now, everyone. We'll see you soon. Leave a subscribe on the Slobby Joes.
Bye-bye.